support comes from Tub Cove. With over 49 years of remodeling bathrooms, Tub Cove can help simplify the process, offering tub and shower replacements and full bathroom remodels. Local and family-owned, with a showroom in Redmond. Designs and information at tubcove.com.
You're listening to Sound Aside on KUOW. I'm Libby Denkman. There's an old saying, in this world, nothing is certain except for death and taxes. Well, between those milestones, there's the reality that you might have to own and drive a car. And with that comes another certainty, car insurance. If you have a car insurance policy in Washington State, you may have noticed that it's gotten much more expensive this year. In a recent article in the Seattle Times, reporter Victor Whitman shared the stories of Washington drivers who saw their insurance premiums jumping hundreds of dollars. This comes after the state's insurance commissioner approved a bigger than usual increase to average auto premiums in Washington, nearly 25%. So, what's going on with auto insurance? Why are we on this rocket ship? For more, I'm joined by Kenton Brine, the president of the Northwest Insurance Council, a trade group funded by insurers. Hi, Kenton. Thanks for being here.
Pleasure to be with you.
So why are insurance rates increasing in Washington State so much? Folks are noticing on their bills right now.
Well, there are a number of factors that are playing into the recent dramatic increase in insurance premiums for consumers in Washington and really around the country. One is we've seen a pretty dramatic increase of people getting back on the roads as we come out of the pandemic, and that it might be somewhat psychological. People who were driving during the pandemic had the roads kind of to themselves, and they don't anymore. The roads are once again crowded, although probably not all the way to pre-pandemic levels. And that leads to more crashes. And while crashes overall have remained fairly constant in terms of number, the severity of the crashes has gone way up. You've probably seen the data that shows that we are on pace once again to see a number of traffic-related fatalities at a level we haven't seen since about 1990. And we're probably approaching levels that we haven't seen since the late 70s, early 1980s. So cars are safer, that's for sure. They have a lot more technology that helps prevent injuries, but people are maybe taking advantage of those or don't know how those safety features work. So they're driving faster, they're driving angrier, and the crashes that they're getting into are more severe. So that means the cost of settling the claims that are related to those more serious crashes are also more expensive.
Wow. I think anecdotally, just talking with people, we have all felt that as a driver. I have felt that people are driving more recklessly since the pandemic. The angry that you mentioned really hit home with me. I have noticed just a kind of general feeling like people driving frustrated, people driving angry. And what you're saying is sort of trickling out over the whole system, making rates more expensive. What about the technology in the actual cars? I mean, I know that simply repairing cars these days is more expensive, right?
Yeah, that's a big part of it, too. You know, it used to be that if you got in a fender bender in a parking lot, replacing the bumper of your vehicle might cost $1,500. That same bumper today has sensors and cameras and so forth in it and can cost thousands of dollars to replace. And there are computer chips that connect with those sensors and cameras, and those are more expensive as well. So there's no question that the complexity and technological advancements that are making vehicles better and safer are also a lot more expensive to fix. And that also contributes to a couple of supply chain related issues that we hear a lot about since we've come out of the pandemic. One is that getting replacement parts is more expensive, a slower process. It takes longer to get parts in to repair collision repair facilities. And the staff training that's necessary is affecting the number of people who are being employed in that industry.
Hmm. You know, I can hear people listening to this, Kenton, and saying, well, sure, there are things that are contributing to the price increases for fixing a car or the greater number of deadly crashes, things like that. But I can also hear people saying, you folks in the insurance industry, you're taking advantage and you're maybe gouging consumers a little bit. What's your response to that?
Well, the data shows a different story. Insurers have actually been losing money for the last few years, particularly in the years coming right out of the COVID pandemic. Some insurers had loss ratios, and that's the measurement of how much the insurer takes in premium versus how much it pays out in claims, of 112%, which means for every dollar of premium they took in, they paid out $1.12 in claims. That's not a recipe for long-term stability for insurance companies. It's important to remember that the insurance industry is not a monolithic entity. It's a kind of a living, breathing entity that has hundreds of companies writing insurance coverage. I think we're over a couple hundred companies in Washington. So some companies are more profitable than others. But the market leaders are the ones that sort of set the tone. And those companies have maybe either a combination of delaying rate increases because the market was better and they're busy competing with other companies in the marketplace and wanting to avoid raising premiums for people. That combined with the fact that we've seen these large dramatic increases in the cost of repairs, increases in fatality rates, a dramatic increase in auto theft, particularly in Washington state, where we're currently the fourth highest auto theft rate state in the country. All those things combine to impact what insurers have to take in order to pay out an increase in claims costs.
The state's Office of the Insurance Commissioner regulates how much insurers can increase the average premium rate in Washington state. And again, I mentioned it at the top that the insurance commissioner did increase that average premium by quite a bit more than usual, 24.7% raise on that cap. You know, in the past, it's been like a 7% premium increase, maybe a 3% premium increase. How does the insurance industry work with the Office of the Insurance Commissioner on that statewide average premium? And what does it really mean for the industry to see that increase?
Every insurance company that wants to change its base rates has to file an extensive amount of information and have that information reviewed and approved by the insurance commissioner in Washington before they can put those rates in place in the market. So what that means is that insurers are having to justify the premium increases that are going out to consumers right now. And the fact that the insurance department has reviewed so many of these filings and has recognized through actuarial data and loss costs that insurers need to increase these premiums in order to remain solvent says a lot about the fact that the market is it's just a very difficult market right now. As far as how insurers work with the insurance department, it's really mostly, we're a highly regulated industry. So everything has to be detailed. The information has to be provided to the department. The department, if they have objections or questions, come back to the insurers. And this can take months for insurers to get these rates reviewed and approved. The result is that they've seen these cost increases for insurers. They want a healthy insurance marketplace. And it's important to balance the needs of consumers in terms of availability and affordability with an insurer's ability to remain solvent and pay claims, because that's the promise they make to their customers.
Washington State has a new law going into effect in June that requires insurance companies to explain their rate increases for customers. Will this make an impact on insurance rates or mostly just the communication between your member companies and their customers here in the state?
Well, nothing is free. So the fact that the insurance department has imposed these new regulations on insurers has a cost associated with it as well. But we do believe that the bottom line for consumers is that they'll have access to more complete information about what leads to premium increases that's a bit more individualized. And that's the rule that takes effect this summer. And in a few years, that rule changes to become even more complex to provide a much more individualized explanation of rate premium increases for consumers as well. So this is something that was worked on by the industry and the insurance department for, I think, 2 years. And we're going to see if consumers actually benefit from having this additional information, if it helps them have the information they need to make smart choices about the kind of coverage they're getting and whether or not they're paying the right price for the coverage they get.
Finally, there are fears that raising insurance premiums and the quick hike in rates that we've seen Again, we've discussed the reasons behind those rate hikes from the perspective of the industry today. But the fact that the prices are going up will mean that there are more people going uninsured on our roads, which is a big hazard in Washington state. Any predictions on that or the way that the industry is trying to address the problem of people going uninsured and really being hazards out there on the roads?
Well, that's a terrible problem in Washington. The most recent information we have suggests that Washington might be the fifth highest percentage of drivers who already drive uninsured, even before these premium increases were taking effect. So it's obviously a concern to insurers. I think the best thing I can tell people about uninsured drivers is you really have to protect yourself. You cannot rely on other people to follow the law, which requires people to have a minimum amount of liability insurance coverage. And there are products, uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage are available in Washington from virtually every auto insurer that writes coverage in the state. And it's not an exceedingly expensive amount to add to your policy. Other parts of your policy are more expensive. The liability portion, for example, comprehensive and collision coverage are also coverages that people should look at. I understand that with these prices going up, the last thing you want to hear is, here's how to buy more insurance. But the fact is, if you're not protecting yourself, you really can't rely on the driver in the vehicle next to you that they're going to have the insurance they need to cover your damages or injuries.
It's a cruel reality, Kenton, but thank you for sharing the perspective of the Northwest Insurance Council, which is an industry group that represents insurers in Washington state. Kenton Bryan is the president of the Northwest Insurance Council. Thank you very much, Kenton, for being here and for walking us through all this. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, and thank you for contacting us.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. And hey, this show is only possible because listeners support us. If you are able to give right now, check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. A story of moral panic, grassroots activism, and an unstoppable music community that fought for its freedom. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.